Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, November 3rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Navigate nonstop November at the Interlock. November is full of energy at the Interlock in West Midtown. Enjoy West Coast swing sessions, an adult spelling bee, trap yoga with high-tempo beats, a women's makers market, and more. Join in on the fun throughout the month with events like Westies in the City, ATL Picture Day, Trap Yoga Tuesdays, Girl to Girl Women's Makers Market, Lululemon Sunday Sweat Series, Ladies Athletic Club of Atlanta, and the West Side Market. The Interlock offers a vibrant mixed-use community with retail, dining, a hotel, apartments, and office spaces. Don't miss out on the excitement happening at the Interlock this November.
Q&A with Charles J. Bonfiglio, founder of Tint World Automotive Styling Centers, Part 2. Charles Bonfiglio, founder and CEO of Tint World, has redefined success in the automotive space through grit, innovation, and hands-on experience. From modernizing a major automotive brand's point-of-sale system to scaling Tint World into a global franchise with over 150 locations, Charles consistently sees opportunity where others see limits. Founded in 1982, Tint World's mission evolved to offer services beyond window tinting, including vehicles, boats, homes, offices, and commercial buildings. Charles acquired Tint World in 2006, transforming it into the largest automotive styling and window tinting franchise in the U.S., with a goal of 600 locations. Franchisees like Robert Harmon of Tint World Wilmington find unique projects through strong customer relationships. Other standout projects include Tint World El Paso's program helping individuals re-enter the workforce after incarceration. Tint World's product development focuses on offering more protective services to meet changing consumer preferences in car upfitting and detailing. Balancing local market autonomy with brand standards, Tint World encourages owners to build their local presence while maintaining the brand's identity. Targeting expansion in key growth markets like Texas and Massachusetts, Tint World continues to grow and innovate. Strategic partnerships with Susquehanna Growth Equity and Oracle Lighting further enhance franchise development and product offerings, solidifying Tint World's leading position in the automotive aftermarket industry.
Let Galuppi's take over the kitchen this Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving, Galuppi's, a South Florida favorite, is offering special Thanksgiving packages for the whole family. Guests can enjoy Galuppi's Thanksgiving to-go feast with oven-roasted turkey, honey-glazed ham, and traditional sides, or dine in at Galuppi's Thanksgiving lunch and dinner buffet, featuring classic Thanksgiving dishes and premium additions. The to-go package serves 6 to 8 people starting at $199, with pickup available on November 26 and 27. The dine-in buffet is $49.99 for adults and $19.99 for children, with reservations encouraged. Galuppi's aims to make this Thanksgiving a truly special experience for all. For more information, visit galuppis.com/thanksgiving or contact Stephanie Siegel at stephanies@galuppis.com.
China moves to end subsidies to its EV industry. China has removed electric vehicles from its list of strategic emerging industries, signaling a shift in support for its dominant EV sector. The exclusion of NEVs from China's 2026 to 2030 development plan suggests policymakers believe the industry can now compete without government subsidies. This move will impact North American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with bright futures. With a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, and social media distribution, Tiny Gems helps companies reach a wide audience for maximum impact and brand awareness. UGI, scheduled to begin system upgrades next week in Sunbury. UGI Utilities will begin system upgrades in Sunbury on November 10th as part of their commitment to safe and reliable service. The gas main replacement project is expected to be finished by the end of December, impacting travel on Susquehanna Avenue, Julia Street, and Packer Street. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with lane and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages interested parties to contact them for natural gas conversion at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion at UGI.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.